Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. Going electric? Plug into the Kia Niro plug-in hybrid.
Kia. Movement that inspires.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
Honestly, tell you, we're back to Ryanair, but can I tell you, we can't go through all the Ryanair calls we're getting. One, because we have to double check, treble check, verify everything with Ryanair, which takes about what people are claiming. And that just is beyond us at the minute, just beyond us. But anyway, let's, Sandra, you did get your money back.
Hello. Hi, Joe. Yes, well, I kind of got my money back. Okay. I got a check.
Yes.
I got a check. Right. A check in the post. Yeah, and it arrived on the 12th of January,
okay,
a couple of weeks ago.
All right.
Lovely big check drawn on the Ulster Bank, Dublin Airport, Ryanair, for the full amount that I was owed, which was €353.72 for myself and my husband. We were going on a trip to Porto.
Okay.
And so we were thrilled. And something just made me suspicious. I couldn't believe I was actually seeing this. And I looked at the date on the check, and it was dated the 6th of January, 2020.
Okay.
So in other words, it was already 6 months out of date. So,
Well, that doesn't necessarily mean you can't cash it. Oh, yeah, sorry, it does. It does.
That's your point.
It's a year. It's a year gone. It's a year since
Now,
is that just a mistake? People do make that mistake in January.
Well, I'm speaking here for a few other friends and myself. There was four couples going away together.
Okay.
And we booked our trip through Mac and Travel in Wexford. And hats off to Mac and Travel, I have to say. They got our accommodation refunded almost immediately. And the same story as you've been hearing with the other travel agents. They suddenly said, look, I'm sorry, we can't help you, but we can give you an address to send your information to, and, you know, that's as far as we can go. So we did all that, and we filled out all the forms and so on. All my friends who were coming away on this trip, they've all got their checks. They're all dated the same date.
A year ago. Well,
has
anyone managed to pursue it? What's happened?
Well, I sent back the letter that came with the check. Said, should you experience any issues lodging this check, please notify us at reroute@ryanair.com, which I did immediately. So sent them all this stuff back. Got absolutely no, just silence. And then the very nice girl in Mackens gave us another website or email address to send it to. So I copied it all back. And I did get an immediate response, but it was like an automatic one. And it was like the one we got before, which said, we're looking into your thing.
Okay, Eleanor's contacted us as well, joe at rt.ie. Eleanor, same thing, you got a check.
Hi, Eleanor.
Checkmate.
Hi, Sandra.
Okay.
We're on the same page here. Our check came in, and unfortunately, I didn't look at the date. Honest.
Okay.
I just said, woohoo, this is great. So we've got the check for the full amount, which was promised. I think it was saying the check would be the refund was processed on the 27th of November. So the date of the check now is the 6th of January. I presume they meant to put 2021, but it was 2020. So I actually contacted the travel agents as well, Mackens Travel, and they were fantastic. But I actually sent it back to them the next day and asked them for return of post.
And Eleanor, what bank was the check drawn on?
This was drawn on Ulster Bank, Dublin Airport.
John Galligan.
Hi, Joe.
You got a check back, but what from Ryanair? Where was it drawn? What bank was it drawn on?
Well, we weren't sure about this whole check thing when we saw it in the first instance. And I actually asked one of the girls to get back onto Ryanair to check with them.
Okay, I'm going to John, you hang on a second. We'll check that line 51551. Roger.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
Back to Ryanair and checks, not baggage checks, monetary checks that people can't, either out of date or people can't cash, it seems. Tom Britton. Tom, good afternoon. Your Marble City travel in Kilkenny, obviously. Did you get checks as refunds?
We did indeed. Joe. But the in our case, they were actually correct and above board, except we got some of the early checks, which we had to try and cash locally, or at least our clients had to try and cash locally, and they were drawn on Citibank in Germany, and they caused Ryanair were using Citibank as their bank of choice, and it was taken potentially 6 weeks, and the bank charges on them were horrendous because it was an out-of-state bank. And that was an extra delay, and we just see, as travel agents, we just see all these things as delay tactics.
Yeah, but if Sandra and Eleanor, I know there's a mix-up in the date, which we presume is a typo, but if Sandra and Eleanor are getting refunds from Ryanair, checks and checks drawn on Ulster Bank Dublin Airport, you're saying travel agents are getting their refunds coming through the travel agency to their clients are drawn on a bank in Germany?
Initially, yes, because we did submit the forms that were mentioned yesterday and all the criteria, the copy of the passport and the bills and all the other things that Ryanair asked for. So that was done. And the checks that were sent out to our customers were drawn on Citibank in Germany.
And you know what the fees were? On a 200 euro check, how much was I paying?
We were gathering that they could be anywhere, depending on the bank mentioned, they could be anywhere up to 100 euros for the actual check to be cashed.
What?
Yeah, I'm quite serious. In general, and to be fair, our AIB branch in Kilkenny was quick enough at spotting this, and they said, look, we can figure a way around this, and did. So hats off to the guys in Kilkenny. But some of the fees were pretty horrendous.
Okay, you want to come back and challenge something Ryanair have said in a statement today, and they said yesterday, but I see your forensic challenging of it, but I don't know what difference it makes. But anyway, I'll come back to you in a sec, Tom. John Galligan, not what difference it makes to you, Tom, but what difference it makes to Ryanair. John Galligan, John, back to John.
Hi, Joe. Sorry
about 14 refunds. Where were your checks drawn on? The German bank as well?
Well, we smelled a rat from this from the start, because the Ryanair never used checks. They never have. And when we said this, we actually double checked that they were talking about checks and not transfers or refunds to credit cards.
Okay.
So we just ran a few trial cases rather than go with all of our clients. So we ran three tests. Mm-hmm. In one case, we got a check drawn on Ulster Bank, which I think a previous caller has mentioned there. And the other cases were these what I call Ryanair rubber checks. These are the ones in from Germany. So a number of banks and the post office will not accept those checks, and those that do will charge substantial charges and it takes 5 or 6 weeks to get it. So it's another delay.
But Ryanair, what's the benefit of doing that for Ryanair? Because they don't get any money off the bank for...
Well, you would think not, unless they had some arrangement made with Citibank in Germany, but they actually went to the trouble of setting up a whole new structure of check payments with a German bank to refund people in Ireland. So why would they do that?
You've never seen the German checks before?
Never.
In fact, you've never seen checks before.
I've never seen checks. So
it's just Sandra.
Sorry, Joe, could I just say something as well? I know within our 8 people who were going away, so that was 4 households, I know for a fact that 2 air codes were completely wrong on the letters that were sent out. So, in other words, you know, maybe that was another delaying tactic, well, hoping it wouldn't actually
We have to put that down to typos.
Okay.
I've seen that too, Joe.
Who's that, John?
It's John here, sorry. Yeah, I've seen that too.
Yeah, but John, what does all this prove about Ryanair that people don't already know, but still... and I'm saying, me included, maybe everyone listening included, people still use Ryanair once they fly safely. That's the number one.
I think it's probably what we've come to expect from Ryanair, unfortunately. But that's what it is. And Ryanair are Ryanair. But in this case, Joe, I think they've gone a step too far. I mean, they are withholding funds from clients. The legislation, by the way, the relevant legislation is EU 261, which says Ryanair had to refund these people within 7 days.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, you know, for people who were due a refund in March, that's a year ago. And they're still acting the laggard.
By the way, do the refunds, as we discovered yesterday, I presume it stands up, the refunds, I'm not talking about gift vouchers, which now every gift voucher has to be at least five years, but do the refunds still only last a year? The voucher we were told yesterday only lasts a year, which means a lot of them are up now for expiry in the next 12, 16 weeks.
If that's the case, then that's what's going to happen. And would you bank on Ryanair's being benign and kind and consumer friendly in that environment? Do you see? There's a reason here for the delay. You know, I mean, it's in their interest that if the expiry date passes and they say you're not getting any money for that expired voucher, who wins?
Yeah. I'll come back to Tom Britton in a sec about the statement, because you heard the statements I read out yesterday about travel agents from Ryanair. Linda Jones, Linda, you're a travel agent.
Hi, Joe, I am.
Checks, is that just the new way of...
Well, yeah, we have exactly the same problem with our clients as well, Joe. Before Christmas, we had clients getting some of the German checks, and again, people were hit with huge bank charges when they went to cash them in. And then in the last few weeks, anybody who applied for the refund after going through having to provide utility bills and passports and so on, the checks arrived and they were all dated for 2020 and they weren't able to lodge them. So we haven't had any success in trying to get those checks back from Ryanair with the correct date on them so far.
What do you mean by huge bank? I think John used the phrase substantial bank charges. What were the huge bank charges?
Well, you could be. It depended on the amount on the cheque, but we have clients being charged 90 and 100 euro to lodge cheques in the bank.
Of what, a couple of hundred euro?
Yeah, some of them could have been even a couple of hundred. If the cheque was for a couple of thousand, it was just pro rata on the amount on the cheque.
Wow.
Yeah. We just find it incredible that Ryanair are saying that they don't want to deal with travel agents, or they haven't dealt with travel agents.
This is what they say,
Tom, last 20 years.
Well, Tom Britton.
It just seems incredible.
Well, this is what they've said. It's here in black and white. It's a lie.
Like, we're not hiding the fact that we're travel agents, and we're not doing anything wrong, Joe. We're fully entitled. We're just a person booking a flight online. We're using our company card. We're using our company email. Yeah. We're not trying to disguise who we are. And we're providing a service for customers. As Claire was saying yesterday, you know, some people don't have cards to use, or they're not as familiar
This is what Ryanair is saying today.
To make out that we're adding on extra money or misleading clients. I mean, that's absolutely not the case. Everybody knows it's been happening for the last 20 years that we have to charge a fee. It's 30 euro a ticket. And for that, we book the flights for the clients using our card. We print off all the tickets. We do all their check-in online. We look after their bookings if there's time changes. And everybody fully understands why we would charge a fee.
Ryanair, this is a long...
It's nothing wrong.
A long War and Peace statement from Ryanair's PR company. Ryanair has not dealt with travel agents for over 20 years and does not permit travel agents or other unauthorised third parties to make bookings on Ryanair.com. Any such travel agent bookings are in breach of Ryanair's terms and conditions. Many travel agents making these unauthorised bookings are invariably misleading customers by charging them hidden markups or add-ons, and in many cases they use fake passenger contact details and or fake payment details.
Yeah, again, fake news by Ryanair, it's unbelievable.
Tom here. That statement, by the way, is on their website. Tom Britton.
I have their headline from March 11, 2014 in the Irish Times, which was Ryanair bids to woo new business. And specifically, the new business was travel agents going into, in our case, the Travelport GDS. We have a system called WorldSpan, and that's where it lived. And we entered the client's details, we popped in our credit cards, and I might say our credit card, but the fact, only the idea that it's changed by expiration date, we've used the same phone number, same contact details since our inception 15 years ago. And that was Ryanair re-entering the travel agent system globally in Ireland and all over the world. And they used the two systems that were there, Amadeus and Travelport. So they acknowledged the travel agents existed. They stayed in that system, and it all continued in the Ryanair getting better and how they would deal with travel agents. And in the UK, EasyJet and Jet2, their two big competitors,
yeah,
are embracing travel agents and seeing travel agents as a force of good.
So, can I join that, Joe? It's John here.
John Galligan, yeah. Go, John.
Yeah,
Galligan,
I just want to say, to add to the others, that's utter rubbish. Ryanair have one of the most advanced IT systems in the planet, and they know where their business is coming from. They're getting hundreds of millions of euros worth of business every year from travel agents, and they know that. What's happening here is they're using the pandemic to exploit a situation where they want to effectively own the customer. They want to convince everybody that the only website to do your shopping on is Ryanair. And in fact, they don't like travel agents because we do the exact opposite. We scan all the systems to see what the best value is. And it's not always Ryanair. It is quite frequently Ryanair, but it's not always Ryanair.
Well, Aer Lingus have rocked up in the last seven,
they
8 years
have.
Price-wise. Yeah, they really have.
Yeah, they have. But travel agents will check that. Ryanair don't want consumers checking that. They want you checking for looking for the cheapest fare
website. But that's a legitimate business.
Absolutely. So say that. You know, don't try and attempt to tell
and the reason they'd say the reason they'd say you're putting hundreds of millions through Ryanair is because we offer the best product at the cheapest price.
Absolutely. Where it's appropriate, we would have recommended in the past, we won't be doing it again, we would have recommended Ryanair as the best value for our clients. But if it's Aer Lingus or EasyJet, we'd also recommend that. And they don't want that competitive edge within the marketplace. They want to own the client. And that's what's at play here, in my view.
And just part of, Joe, to say it, Tom here again, if you go in on the particular website, you're brought to just one hotel. Because part of where the denial here is trying to take away, they would see that the travel agent potentially takes away business from them on the basis of the hotels or car or whatever. And again, the idea of the travel agent is you give choice.
Okay.
So you give the consumer choice.
But even though, from what Tom and John and Linda and our other callers yesterday pointed out, like there is, and I see the Irish travel agents have told us that they have a photograph from the announcement in March 2014 that Ryanair were to re-engage with travel agents after 15 years. Now, 2014 is 7 years ago, not 20. Ryanair say we haven't dealt with travel agents for 20 years. But there's the photograph. Now, maybe it's not been photoshopped. Ryanair's Kenny Jacobs and Travel Report's Kurt Eckert announcing the new partnership, an event in London, an agreement with Amadeus, which is the other big portal, isn't it, for travel agents, followed a year later. But okay, that's, even if you take that as being proven,
Joe, the point is,
do you think Michael O'Leary is going to feed one less of his cattle herd tonight down in Giggenstown? Is that where he lives?
This is odd, but part of it is, it's just adding to a tapestry of potential untruths there as to, well, you know, Ryanair, the greatest bunch ever and all the rest of it. And it's almost fiction. And we've proven that one because we were able to pick that one quite simple as being fiction. You can look at many other things there as being fictional, but that's one of them.
And okay. Joe, it's Linda here. Can I just bring in as well about the effect the travel ban is going to have on clients this year? We had lots of clients last year who couldn't travel following government advice, and they had to pay out at nearly the same price again for their flights to change them to travel again, say, from July last year to July this year. I mean, families were forced to pay out 500, 1,000 and more to change their flights, or they would have lost the money. They might have paid 2,500 already for their flights, and they would have lost that money because Ryanair were saying the flight's going and the clients were trying to follow government advice and had to pay thousands out to change their flight to this year. What's going to happen this year again? Ryanair are going to charge them. They might waive change fees, but they charge huge fare differences. And I can tell you they've made more money out of people not travelling than they would have out of people travelling. If you ask me in the last year, you know...
That's just your opinion, Linda.
It is my opinion, definitely. Yeah, I can see it every day, Joe, when I'm changing bookings for clients, and they're ringing us now asking us what should we do about our July booking, our August booking.
Yeah, but you know what baffled me? Linda, John, Dimp, now Dimpton's coming on, say, and Tom, I think I read another interview, you know, those 10 questions to Irish business, invariably men, in the newspapers, but it's men and business, and they're asked, who do you admire most in Irish business? What do they all say? Michael O'Leary.
Well, he's not admired in the travel trade. I know that, but I can tell you that much.
But maybe they should. Anyway, I shouldn't be saying.
Sorry,
my question means this. Does that tell us something about Michael O'Leary, or does it tell us something about what Irish business people want in a business leader?
I think what it says is that they're looking for someone who is going to return value to shareholders. And there's no question about it. Michael O'Leary has done a stellar job in that regard. From an industry veteran, I would lament what Ryanair, our low-cost carriers, but led by Ryanair, have brought into our industry. And that is making money by being nasty to people. And I think there's no need for that. And I think it's a very unfortunate development in the travel business. It's something that retail travel agents who are our consumer facing are battling with all day, every day. And what we're seeing here in this refund debacle is just nasty. It is really nasty. And, you know, when we talk about whether he wants to deal with travel agents or not, the bottom line is here that there are hundreds of thousands, maybe millions in refunds that are due to Irish consumers that are being denied to them by Ryanair. And they can tell everyone that travel agents are dishonest as much as they like to justify their withholding their clients' money. But at the bottom, at the end of the day, they are withholding clients' money, and that's it. And I'm very grateful to you for taking this on because, frankly, the minister and the regulator have really been quite quiet on this whole thing, and they're letting Ryanair away with murder. And I think travel agents are frustrated. We're almost at the end of our tether here. Where else can we look to get money back from an airline that will not talk to us, will not engage with our clients, and will not refund their money? Where do we go?
Martin Skelly is in Navan Travel. Martin, good afternoon. 1850-715-815. What's your situation with Ryanair, Martin?
Well, it's pretty much as all my colleagues have mentioned. It's the same thing, but really what I found infuriating and what's a blatant lie is the statement from Ryanair that they don't deal with the travel agents. As John pointed out earlier, they have a hugely advanced technology system. They know right well where their business is coming from. We have never, ever in our 20-odd years dealing with Ryanair had a problem giving them money. They take money from us and from every other travel agent in Ireland on a daily basis. Mm. There has never been an issue when we're taking money. The only time an issue arises is when they're giving it back to us.
Okay. How much are your customers owed through you?
It's fluid because of the way they're processing refunds at the moment. Some of them are going out to our customers directly. A few have come to us. The last time we ran the figures, it was something in excess of 70,000, but that would have changed since then. And we won't know until all our customers have either got refunds or confirmed to us that they haven't got refunds. So it's just a bit hard to quantify at the moment. But at some months ago, that was the figure, and there was very little change from months until December. So the amount of money is quite significant. But the way they're going about it and the comments, they're really very, very sinister, so they are altogether. As John said and other people said, the only reason they're doing what they're doing is because they want to stop people from making a shopping choice for more than one venue. They want people in their doors shopping on their website only.
Okay, let's hear Michael O'Leary again from yesterday.
Everybody who has requested a refund from Ryanair has received it. There are some people out there with vouchers who have the option of receiving a cash refund. If they want to click on the voucher for a cash refund, they will receive it within 5 days. We have no backlog in refunds. All of the refunds have now been issued.
So all of those people who are saying they're waiting months for a refund, they're not telling the truth?
Correct.
I think I saw Michael on the BBC. Yes, I saw him on Twitter. I heard him on News Talk as well as Morning Ireland. I think he just wind them up, and he says the exact same words, but the exact same energy.
It's John Gallagher here, Joe, and Michael O'Leary is a master. He gives master classes in marketing. He is the darling
what
of
was
the.
It when, what was it a few years ago when Fine Gael? You know, all the political parties used to have these fundraising dinners. They were queuing up to have Michael O'Leary as our guest speaker. So we could have a memory, had a bash at the big deal. He had a bash at RTE as North Korea.
Yeah. And he's had a bash at the BBC as well for the same thing. Over this refund thing, actually.
Yeah,
okay. Joe, there's a couple of twists in this, in that if you go back to 2006 when he described Terminal 2 at Dublin Airport as being a Taj Mahal white elephant, within less than 10 years, because the economy in Ireland boomed, Terminal 2 was absolutely bursting at the seams, and they've added all sorts of bits and twigs on. We've had previous versions of the almost Trumpian untruth, but it's great for creating headlines. And the irony is, the company that Ryanair copied almost, if you put a plagiarising beside each other, Southwest Airlines in the States, their head, Herb Kelleher, was almost followed godlike by his staff because he was particularly pleasant. And strangely enough, the company deemed they were counted as one of the best employers in the place to work for. Yeah. And their customers saw the same. I mean, there's books written on how good their customer service was and how pleasantly people thought of them. That didn't quite equate across, which is unfortunate. They copied the aircraft, they copied lots of things, but they didn't copy the manners.
Okay. As I said earlier, we've just simply too many Ryanair calls from customers to go through. Just, we've a very small team, obviously. It takes too much time. But they're also, there's a consistency in what they're saying. So what's gone wrong? Could all of these people have conspired together to make a mess of the online booking system, not book it, use it correctly? Or have they all missed their refund emails in their spam box? Who wants the final non-libelous word? John? Mark,
I would contribute that I think there's a Ryanair policy of out of my cold dead hand when it comes to refunds.
Okay.
And Joe, Linda here, I'd just like to say really quickly as well that I do think it's not appropriate for Tony Holohan to be making comments about when travel can recommence. No, he's not our government leader. He is simply there to give health advice. He is not a travel expert, and I think it's very wrong that he is there making statements that there'll be no travel for the rest of the year. I mean, we very much have to engage with the EU and what they're doing with the traffic light system. There are vaccines. We have three. There's two more on the way. And he should not be doing coming out with statements like that and headlines on every paper today and has everybody off the wall wondering about booking summer holidays, and also the 400,000 people that transferred their booking from last year are all wondering what to do. And I mean, we can't work when or give advice when we have no leadership from our government. We just seem to have the head of NEFET making these statements as if he knows the answers. And he absolutely doesn't. I think that's a very important point that we should take on board as well. He was replying to Michael O'Leary.
But his predictions, I know, and you're agreeing with what Michael O'Leary is saying in that sense, that he was saying the hysteria of NEFET aided and abetted by RTE.
Yeah.
But Tony Holohan's predictions so far have been fairly spot on.
Well, he might have his medical expertise. I'm not taking away from the seriousness of the pandemic. I am not taking away from. But he is not in a position to put out fleeting statements like that. Things can change very quickly during a pandemic. And 6 months' time, things will be very different, we would hope.
Hopefully.
Concentrating on getting the vaccines out, Joe, instead of making comments about travel.
Okay, well, let's hope the vaccines will come true. And I see the Moderna vaccine, they're looking for permission instead of 10 doses in every vial that they get 15 doses, which would be
all
50% increase. Yeah, okay, all good news. God knows people need it on so many levels, beginning on the really, really important level of health. Linda Jones, John Galligan, Martin Skelly, Tom Britton, Gullery Mina Malgut, 51551, my friend.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.